We've just unloaded our last van for the day. We've finished the wedding. We've had a really, really busy weekend. It's been a lot of fun. We're very tired now, but we've just unloaded our last van down at our unit in St. John's and sat down with a cup of tea for the first time in a few days.
Now, you were saying around 50 weddings a year. This one was slightly different, of course. How did it compare? What's your last few days? What have your last few weeks been like?
So the last few weeks have been just complete prep work for the big day on Saturday. In regards to how it compares to normal weddings, obviously just the volume of what we use, like the flowers, everything was big centerpieces, big door arches. You know, it's been amazing to have the opportunity to kind of do what you wish every wedding would be like. But obviously, you know, normally it's not quite as extravagant as this weekend. So yeah, it's been fun. A lot of flowers have gone into it. Around 6,500 flowers were used over the weekend. So yeah, it's just been a lot of prep in regards to getting everything ready so it ran smoothly as it could, as seamlessly as it could on Friday, Thursday and Friday of setup.
And anyone driving through St. John's would have seen, I think even on Green's Cafe, did you put up some floral arches there? How did you put your own stamp on it? And were you trying to make it as Manx as possible as well, whilst respecting the client?
So they came to us with quite a specific idea of what they wanted. Obviously, with every wedding, we try and cater exactly to what our client wants. Thankfully, this time the guys came to us with exactly a very specific image in mind of what they wanted their wedding to look like, very particular colours. It just so happened that they were Manx colours, you know, the sort of light blue and yellow of Manx tartan. But they had in mind exactly the colours they wanted to use. And we love that, to be honest. It really helps us out when if somebody comes with a really specific vision, we just got to bring their vision to life, to be honest.
And it seems they were happy with it, I suppose.
You hope so. You hope so with every wedding, don't you, that your clients are entirely happy. They seemed really happy. And yeah, the day was just beautiful.
And I mean, aside from yourselves, of course, a number of Manx businesses involved in this event and a lot of press attention, not just from the Isle of Man, but in the UK especially. What does that mean to be on that platform? Did you feel that extra pressure? Were you aware of it?
So I don't think in the run-up we were really aware of well, there wasn't any extra pressure as far as we were concerned. We treat all our events the same. It became apparent on Thursday and Friday when we were setting up because obviously there was press and everything around everywhere, which we'd been told might happen, but we kind of didn't really believe it until it actually happened because, you know, it's not often that you get papped just getting in and out of your van at the hotel or wherever it is that you're setting up. So that side of it was very different from us, from our, you know, your weekly day in and day out of what we do. But that saying, you know, I think the actual preparation of everything was absolutely fine. And, you know, we started early, we were very organized, our team worked extremely hard. And yeah, we're just really proud that we've done it. And yeah, it's really, really good.
And from a local vendor perspective, how amazing that, you know, on a small island, those guys could use anybody they wanted. And like, they really did support locally. You know, there were us and there were Liam Gilman, the photographer, Millennium Media, Platinum Cars, Aylith Braithwaite Harpist, Justin from ELS. We just and tons more, Elaine Flowers for the bouquet. You wouldn't believe how many people were involved locally, and what a great opportunity for all of those companies when they could use anybody they wanted, but they really did support local, which is great for us. It's great for the island.
I think I clicked on one article online from one of the multinationals overseas and found a screenshot of a menu there from it was the Comus, wasn't it, in the evening. And the main course, Manx sirloin, right there. And to have that word and that menu item listed, that's big, isn't it? What, do you think this will have an effect going forward, do you hope?
We hope it'll have an effect going forward. You know, obviously, on the Isle of Man, we have a captive audience. There's only a set amount of people that live here. And so there's only a set amount of events you can do if you don't travel nationally or internationally, which I don't think many vendors do. But we have so many creative people on the island in all sorts of industries, and it's great that we kind of get to showcase that a little bit. And hopefully, you know, this might sort of open a few doors in order to do some things off the island as well. But to be honest, it's just great to show the Isle of Man in a really positive light. Everything we've read has been really positive, and well, you know, all the vendors have just really enjoyed working with something so huge.
Well, I suppose now you're back on Monday, you've got a chance to put your feet up after bringing everything back. Have you got much of a chance to rest, or is it back to it?
No, we have another wedding this weekend.
And then as big?
Not quite as big, but obviously still just as important, and will be 100% just as lovely. And then we've got TT, so we do some bits down in the hospitality tent and things like that as well. So, yeah, not much of a break for us, but that's fine. That's normal. We're in wedding season. We embrace it.
Perfect. And any final words, sort of looking back over the weekend?
Just been really amazing working with the family, to be honest. We've just had such a great time, and working with all the other local vendors. It's just been a really fun few weeks. Tiring, but really, really fun.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.